Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hello. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I had someone reach out and ask me to discuss subsystems of parts, or do parts have alliances? And it is definitely very common for our parts to be in relationship with one another. In some cases, they're bound together by their common interests or their common goals, such as parts that want you to exercise, and they'll tell you all the bazillion reasons that you should get off your butt and exercise, right? Like, it's good for you, you'll feel better, you know, and they're the ones that are having you put your gym clothes out in the morning, trying to get you to move, get off the couch, right? And there may be multiple parts involved there. The flip side is that you can also have parts that are polarized by their own goals, meaning the one that does want you to exercise versus the one that does not. Like, it wants you to stay on the couch, right? It's like, oh, that's going to be painful. It's going to suck. You don't have time for that. You know, exercise is not for you. It's just a meat market at the gym. Don't do it, right? So there are definitely, our parts can be in relationship with one another. And sometimes they form alliances when they've got the same goals, and sometimes they form polarities where they're like, you know, they don't like each other. So it can be both ways. For me, one of the things that I like to say is there's rarely just one part. I won't say never. It's funny, I'm going to talk about that in a video. But it's not uncommon for there to be multiple parts. Like, there's almost, it seems to me that there's almost always somebody that's got a different opinion in my system about something. So, you know, another question that came up is, are they aware of each other? And I would say yes. And like I mentioned, some of them are aware that there are multiple parts involved. Some of them like each other. Some like we just talked about, sometimes they dislike each other, and sometimes they have zero knowledge. Like, they don't know. Even in a session, if we're working with a part, and we, you know, we go to a polarized part and say, did you hear what that part said? No, they don't. So it's really interesting. You have to ask. You have to ask. So I thought I would kind of give you a concrete example of my own alcohol subsystem. So in my alcohol subsystem of my parts, I had a part that wanted to drink. And this particular part was male, and he appeared to me like a mechanic or a grease monkey. He kind of reminded me of the old movie of Grease. It wasn't really a John Travolta vibe, but that's what it reminded me of, kind of, was a little bit of what was, you know, the group of grease monkeys in Grease. So he wanted to drink, and I found this part. He was funny. He was witty. He was charming. He was like super laid back and casual. But I also sensed that there were parts that had a lot of fear in this system, with good reason. I was most of the time high functioning alcoholic. But there was a lot of fear in the system as well, as you know, would make sense. And so as I did my work with the subsystem, I went and found these little fearful parts. But I came to find out, if you would have asked me, I would have said they're scared of the drinking part, right? These guys over here are scared of that guy. I was so wrong. I was so wrong. And this is why, as my therapist is fond of saying, we ask, not assess, because we have smart parts that think they know what's happening in our system, and they often don't. And in this case, my smart parts had no idea what was actually happening in the system. So we have the drinking part. We have the parts that are scared of a part, which I made assumptions were the drinking part, but it wasn't. That was not the part they were scared of. When we started working with the fearful parts, they were like, nope, that guy's harmless. And I had another part was like, he's the one that wants to drink, right? He's the one that's got me opening bottles and bottles and bottles of wine. What do you mean he's harmless? But no, he was not the part they were scared of. And so come to find out, we went and found and located the part that they were actually afraid of. And that part actually carried the belief that if we healed the system, we could drink. So I'm just going to call it healed equals drinking for short. And so he believed that, also a male, he believed that if we healed the system, we could drink again. We could be like a quote normal person and we could drink again. And that created a lot of fear inside my subsystem. So I worked with my, as I'm working with my own IFS therapist and this little alcohol subsystem, I found myself blending with these fearful parts. Like, well, oh my God, does that mean if I heal this little system, I will drink again? And so she gently asked me a beautiful question that I hope we can add to your repertoire of questions when you're working with your parts. She said to me, Laura, would self want to drink? And you know, one of the things we've talked about is that self has no agenda. Self has no agenda except to heal its parts. But this part who believed healing equals drinking, it had an agenda. Its agenda was, oh, if we heal, we can drink. And my drinker, he liked drinking. It was fun, right? It was a lot of fun in the system. He had a good time. He really enjoyed it. And so when I really sat with that, taking a deep breath, I asked the fearful parts to give me some space so that I could actually get into some self-energy and be curious and calm and open. I asked myself, would I want to drink from self-energy, from a place of curiosity and compassion? And the answer was no, because with self-energy, I was able to feel into my very being. And I know, based upon history, based upon how alcohol responds in my system and how I respond to alcohol in my system, that drinking alcohol is not in my best interest. And I could see that. So we worked with this part that had this belief that healing equals drinking. If we healed the subsystem, it could drink again. And what we found with this part was that there was an exile or a young part underneath it that just she, it was a she just wanted to fit in. He just wanted to fit in. And the alcohol part, the drinker, knew that with a couple of glasses of wine, she fit in beautifully. She wasn't nervous. And so that's why it wanted to drink. So she, this little one we found, what her wounding was is that she was mocked as a 4, 5, and 6-year-old for wearing corrective shoes. They were ugly, they were unattractive, and she just wanted to fit in. So we healed her. And when we healed her, that freed up the part that had been protecting her, the part that believed healing equals drinking. And he was able to take on a completely different job in the system. And he basically wanted to take on the system of continuing our transformation through meditation and through our spiritual path. And that's the role he took on. And so that belief dissipated. He was able to give up that belief that healing equals drinking. The little one was able to get, frankly, a cute little pair of shoes. We were able to give her a new pair of shoes. They were so cute. And so it ended up releasing automatically all of that fear, all of that fear that had been sitting there in the system, which was kind of interesting. I'm going to go off on a tangent slightly. I'd never really had a clear access to those fearful parts. I just felt that fear like up in my chest and in my throat whenever the idea came up of, healing equals drinking. But all of that, those fearful parts, really no additional work was needed with them. And so interestingly, when we checked back with the drinking part, my little grease monkey, the part that liked drinking, we asked him, does he have a part he's protecting? I was curious, does he have an exile? And he said, no. He said, nope. And no additional work, 2 years, over 2 years ago has been necessary with him. He is still a funny, snarky part of my system, and I always know when he's talking. I can just picture him as clear as day. So I hope that this example is helpful to you. Parts are often, but not always, in little subsystems. They can be there because they're working for a common goal or because they're loggerheads with each other and they're like fighting, some goal that you have. In my case, in my alcohol subsystem, there was the firefighter who was the drinking part. Whenever the little one would get activated, whenever she wasn't feeling like she fit in and she felt, he would jump up and give her a glass of wine. And it worked beautifully, right? Then there was the manager who was actually protecting her, the one that had this belief that he was able to release that healing equals drinking. Plus, there were these kind of less defined fearful parts that just lived in my body anytime this idea of healing equals drinking comes up. And so those were able to spontaneously heal when we worked with them. And candidly, there may be some work to do in the system, in that little alcohol subsystem. There may still be something left there, but I know for now and for the last 2 years, you know, at the time of this recording anyway, it was a much happier and healed subsystem in my system of parts. So I hope that kind of walking through one of my subsystems was helpful for you so that you could see how some of these parts interacted with each other, and also how you could see that I was completely wrong about how they interacted with each other. I was convinced the drinking part was scaring all these fearful parts. That wasn't the case. It didn't care about them. They did not care about my little grease monkey. They cared about this other part that I hadn't even been aware of, who carried this belief. So hopefully this is helpful for you. And again, please reach out if you have any questions about your parts. I would love to answer them in an upcoming recording. And so thank you for joining me today. As always, be sure to check out the video description for links, for resources, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, like and subscribe. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.